At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you ever been called the wrong name by your partner? This could be your current partner or a past partner. Or maybe, did you ever call your partner the wrong name? What's the story? Tell us what happened. 206-803-ROCK. Byron from Tacoma. Did you ever call your partner by the wrong name?
Hello from Tacoma.
Hello from Tacoma. Hello from Puyallup.
Yeah. Well, hello. You're not far away. I have called a girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend's name in an argument. About the ex-girlfriend once, so that was unpleasant. But I would say the most embarrassing one is I was dating a gal for about at least 6 months, and my family had not really met her.
Okay.
So I bring her along to a family barbecue. There's at least 90% of my family there, and they all want to meet my girlfriend. So I introduce my girlfriend as I could not remember her name. So I did not only get the name wrong, but I just completely forgot her name. So she went ahead and about 20 seconds later took over, introduced herself, because by that time I'm already so lost. I could have called her any name, would have been right at that point.
How long were you guys together when this happened?
About 6 months.
Okay, I was saying, even after 6 days, like, all right, maybe, but... That sucks.
Yeah.
There was no help for me at that.
Come on.
206-803-ROCK. Kirsten from Spanaway, have you ever been called the wrong name by your partner, past or present, or did you call your partner the wrong name?
Well, my sort of ex called somebody else my name at a company Christmas party. I had a friend, I guess, friend, coworker that we had kind of messed around in the past and been together. But we are just friends at this point in time. And we both moved on. He was engaged. Okay. And at our company Christmas party, he and her were with some of our coworkers, including some of our higher up bosses. And he said, oh, this is my fiance, Kirsten, not her name.
Oh, boy. And how did she take that?
She was not happy at all.
Shocking.
And they had been together, like, before he and I were together. Like, they knew each other growing up and stuff. So it was, like, yeah, it was a little surprising to have them come back to the table and her be like, well, I guess he thinks I'm you.
I was going to say, so how did things end up with, like, I mean, how did he recover from that? I mean, at least he didn't call her your name in the throes of passion. I feel like...
Not that I ever know about, but...
Fair. Yeah.
So they never did get married.
Oh, no. I mean, it doesn't sound like it was starting off on the right foot, for sure.
How long have you two been together then? No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm definitely not with him either. I'm with my love of my life.
Yeah, he's terrible with names. I wouldn't want to be with him.
So, well, so
exactly, right? At least he knew my name. That's important.
And so back to that situation, how much of the relationship that you had with that coworker did the new fiance know about?
I think she knew everything. I don't know. I mean, that's not my story to tell her.
Yeah, good call.
That is the spirit. I do like this text. My wife calls me the wrong name all the time. A-hole, dumbass, etc.
Can relate.
Oh, really? Somebody said, I called my girlfriend Melissa, which is my sister's name. Awkward doesn't even cover it. But where? In what situation? Please don't tell me that was in the bedroom.
No.
That's a deal breaker.
That is.
Like, I think you can recover from any other situation, but I think when you call somebody the wrong name in the bedroom, that's an uphill battle.
I mean, maybe they're very close siblings.
Oh my gosh, no. This texture says, my wife called me dad once in the middle of a heated makeout session. We didn't speak of it since.
Not daddy.
Daddy's okay.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference, guys, okay?
I know, I'm aware.
Yeah, there's daddy, daddy-o.
Oh, no.
Poppy.
Oh, Big Poppy.
Big Poppy. But just dad, that's a no-no.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.